You're listening to The Christian Working Woman, and I'm Mary Lohman. This week, I'm covering the five basic people skills which I discuss in my book, How to Thrive from 9 to 5. These are really simple things each of us can do that will improve our ability just to get along well with others. Here's skill number 3, develop a reputation for dependability. If we surveyed people who work with you, live with you, just know you really well, would they describe you as a dependable person? A reputation for dependability is built or destroyed in little ways. If you prove to be dependable in the small things, you will undoubtedly be dependable in the big things. So here are some of those little things that matter. Keep track of any commitment or promise you make. Do you have a method to follow up on yourself? I can't imagine that anyone can be consistently dependable without some efficient follow-up system. It can be a formal method such as smartphones or a simple to-do list or calendar, as long as it works. Whatever method you use, be sure to write down all your commitments and follow up on yourself consistently. If you trust your memory, you will eventually find yourself in trouble. And then return your phone calls and emails promptly. This is a very easy way to buy yourself a lot of credibility. Most people are amazed when someone responds promptly. Have you noticed that? It sends a very positive impression of your professionalism, and it also tells that person that they are important to you. And then don't promise what you cannot personally deliver. Avoid the tendency to make careless promises. Under-promise, over-deliver is a really good motto to keep in mind. When you realize you can't fulfill a promise or commitment you've made for some unforeseen reasons, it's far more credible for you to inform that person ahead of time rather than waiting until he or she contacts you. So take the initiative to let that person know the status of the situation, even though it may not be pleasant to break the bad news. The Bible tells us that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful or dependable. It's not only an important people skill, it's also our spiritual duty as Christ followers. So let's work at being more faithful. My book, How to Thrive from 9 to 5, is available on our website at ChristianWorkingWoman.org. It contains a lot of practical help in other areas as well. Thanks for listening. Join me again tomorrow.